the difference between lab safety and security is the difference between an accident and a theft. But there's a lot of overlap. I mean, there are a lot of security measures that are also safety measures. So if you have a lock on a door to a biosafety lab, so that prevents an unauthorized person from coming in and stealing something. So it's a security measure. But it also prevents a scientist from coming in who is not trained in what to do in that space and prevents that scientist from potentially infecting himself or others. So it's a safety measure and a security measure. So there's a lot of things that we do to protect laboratories that are both safety and security. But, yeah, that about sums it up.
Okay, there is a lot of attention on lab security right now. There's a bill in the Senate. There's a bill in the House. And probably going to be some action later this year on that. Why all this attention?
Well, I think there are a couple things. I mean, about a year and a half ago, it was revealed by the FBI that it was an Army scientist who they held responsible for the anthrax attacks in 2001. And so because it was an insider threat, there's been an attention on who works in the lab, what kind of access people have, what goes on in the lab. So it's been a result of the anthrax attacks, certainly. That's why there's a lot of focus on lab security.
Okay, but wait a minute. That was October 2001. There's been a lot of legislation, a lot of policy changes and stuff since then, right?
Well, yes. I mean, immediately after the anthrax attacks, people reviewed the sort of security measures that we have for labs. There were a lot of changes in the way that pathogens are held. There was, in October 2001, the CDC could not tell the FBI or anyone else for that matter who works with anthrax in the U.S. They could not say where it was being worked on. And that was all changed. And so really, it was a lot of things had changed, but it was the revelations about it being an Army scientist that really people looked at the issue again and say, you know, is there anything else we could do? But I think even besides that news-driven event, people want to do something on the prevention column. And lab security is a form of prevention of bioterrorism. It may not be enough, you know, and you want to be prepared for an attack, but people prefer mentally, I think, to just, you know, to have as much effort as they can in prevention.
Okay. There are certain things that everyone can agree on. We want these laboratories to be safe. We want the laboratories to be secure. But we don't want to have such draconian regulations and policies that we can't be doing the important science we need. So if you had 2 minutes with senior members of Congress, and I know you often get that to talk about it, let's share with everybody else what you tell those senior leaders about lab security. What actions do they need to take this year?
Well, so what you just said, I think it's very important to not make it so horrible to work in these laboratories that, one, the work doesn't get done, or two, the only people who would want to work in such a situation, you have to wonder why the heck they would want to work in such a situation. So I would want scientists to be scientists. They need to actually work. We want them to work. We want them to solve these problems. So that's the first thing. The second thing I would say is, you know, just focus the security on what's important. And that's important it's important to do that not only because it's more likely to be effective, but also because it's really expensive the way things are right now, and it's needlessly expensive. Right now, it costs, there was a study that was just done that was published in PNAS where, before 2001, 17 papers on Ebola research or anthrax research cost $1 million to produce. Now, 3 papers for the same amount of money. That's not good. That's not saying that the science is advancing. So focus on what's important. That's the second thing. But the last thing is really the most important, and I would just defer to a Defense Science Board study that was done on this topic about a year ago, and that is that you can't just focus on lab security because a determined adversary will not be prevented by any amount of lab security from obtaining a dangerous pathogen and using it. And we have to be ready to mitigate the effects of a biological attack. And as they say, I'm quoting directly, today we as a nation are not prepared. And we need to be doing more on preparing to mitigate an attack and not just, you know, securing laboratories.